Get ready.
Get up with Tom and Ellie.
On Hit.
What's up?
What's up?
Do people still say that? What's up?
People were stuck in the 90s say it.
Okay.
And there's still a couple of those people on radio now, so you can.
Yeah. Am I one of them because I just said it?
No.
Nah.
Up in Brizzy.
The 90s. I was barely even alive in the 90s.
You were just a twinkle in your dad's eye.
Yeah, just learning how to walk.
Yeah. Preparing yourself to talk as well for things like this where you really needed to learn about that. Look, we had a good time today and we covered Princess Diana.
Yes.
Pretty light and bright.
She's attending the royal wedding. That's all we're going to say.
Yeah, we've been told.
We're going to leave you in suspense. How could that be? You'll find out soon.
It was by the most credible sources possible, told us.
100%. Beyonce's in the news. Beyonce, I think we've spoken about Beyonce every day on this show this week.
Yeah, but it's worthwhile.
Like cricket, ball tampering, Beyonce, the Tom and Ellie show. That's just all there's been.
Yeah, Beyonce and balls, that's how we specialise. And it's worth talking about. Somebody's bitten her. We look into it.
Yeah, yeah, we want to make sure that she's going to be all right. There's stuff about presents and if my friends are listening, by the way, sorry in advance. Maybe don't keep listening because I rag on you a little bit. I love you, but I rag on you.
Yeah. You really give him a pasting in this one.
Yeah. So remember, my friends, I love you. Cool.
Have a wonderful day. Easter's coming up.
Yes.
Time off.
We're definitely on the homeward stretch.
Oh, so
homeward
true.
Homeward stretch, is that a thing?
So your mind is, certainly.
Yeah.
Homeward stretch.
Cool. Good. Catch up.
Good, guys.
Get up with Tom and Ellie.
On Hit.
We want to launch a GV investigation.
Really important stuff to look at.
Something has gone down. We're calling it
Another one
Beyonce.
We didn't get in time. All right, let's try it again. Ready? Another one Beyonce. Nailed it. Beyonce's been bitten. Thank you. Okay, you don't need to chime in with everything I'm going to say. Beyonce's been bitten in the face.
Mm-hmm.
This has come out after Girls Trip star Tiffany Haddish. She's had, she's given an interview. And I thought rather than running in the audio of her, I thought I'd read her out because I think I can do it justice.
Yeah. So she's told us about the biting incident.
Yeah, told us that Beyonce was at a party and this happened in last December, and here we go, this is what happens. There was this actress there that's just like doing the mostest. She bit Beyonce in the face. Then, so Beyonce stormed away, went up to Jay-Z and was like, Jay, come here, this B, and snapped him.
He would have been under the thumb because he's in the doghouse lately.
Yeah, I know. Well, he's just groveling as much as he can.
Yeah.
They went to the back of the room. I was like, what just happened? And Beyonce's friend walked up and was like, can you believe this B just bit Beyonce? So I said to Beyonce, did she really bite you? And she was like, yeah.
Astounding.
It goes on. I was like, she gonna get her beat tonight. She was like, Tiffany, no, don't do that. That is on drugs. She's not even drunk.
Wow.
She's not like that all the time. Just chill.
Just chill.
Now, fast forward 4 months, this story's come out and the entire world wants to know
another one bust.
Who bit Beyonce?
Yeah.
That didn't work, did it?
You changed it from how we first did it.
I know, I'm sorry.
No.
Like, I should have gone, okay. The whole lad wants to know who bit Beyonce.
Another one,
Beyonce.
Nailed it. So, any thoughts, Tom?
Okay, so, well, we got to narrow it down, really. So, they said it's an actor. Who knows if they knew if it was an actor or not, but let's say Angelina Jolie, she's into some pretty crazy stuff.
Yeah.
She's been off the rails a couple of times, likes to get a bit of kink in her life.
Yeah, could've she had a vial of Billy Bob Thornton's blood around her neck.
Yeah. Could have been Angelina Jolie.
Could have been. All right.
Who are you thinking?
I'm thinking this dude.
Mike Tyson resorting to biting tactics.
Once a biter, always a biter. Yeah, that's what they say.
That's it. He's a celeb. He goes to those parties as well,
yeah,
Mike Tyson. So
exactly.
He could have bitten her. Now, I've looked up, there's a celebrity masseuse who massages all the A-listers, right, in their circles. She also bites them as part of the massage experience. Dead set.
Where does she bite them?
Bites their backs. So usually she bites their backs and their buttocks. But she could have been in that mode. She's at the party, seen Beyonce's face and just gone the hunk.
Is she a legit masseuse?
Legit.
Okay, well, you there you go. Maybe she's getting, you know, a bit of beauty therapy. What about the entire cast of The Biggest Loser?
Oh, no doubt, because they would have been really hungry.
Exactly. And Beyonce is a tasty treat.
She's a pretty supple woman.
Well, there you go. That's our thoughts.
Yeah, yeah.
The, wait, ready? Oh, I didn't get it.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, okay, it's not working. Maybe because I'm already playing something. Anyway, another one.
Who beat Beyonce?
What an anticlimactic finish.
Get up with Tom and Ellie. On Hit.
Perfect. The Ed Sheeran and Beyonce duet. It is Perfect by Name and Perfect by Nature.
Now, Beyonce speaks of meeting an angel.
Yes.
Just at the end there.
Yes, so true.
Looks like the royal family will be meeting an angel.
Yeah.
At the upcoming wedding.
Yeah, exactly. The royal wedding. We can't get enough of it. May 19th, that's going to be happening. And
What's the rumours?
There's heaps of people going, right? There's like 1,200 members just of the public going. And then there's, of course, all the royals and, you know, notable people and politicians and whatnot. Heaps of people cracking an invite. But who would have thought that Princess Di is going to be cracking an invite?
So her ghost will be turning up.
Well, look, that's what Terry and Linda Jamison have said. They're psychic twins.
Oh, I love psychics because they're always right. They always know what's going on. I mean, so I've known people who have been in the biggest disasters of their lives and they go, you know what, I'm going to go see a psychic.
Hey,
that'll fix that.
I'm all about, so I love a good tarot card reading.
Oh, they're great fun, yeah.
My housemate Jem, Workday Jem, who was working here as of last week, she used to read our tarot cards.
Yeah.
Said I was going to do really well in this job, so she got that one wrong already.
Well, what a profit when you guys are on the white wine and just having a girl's night in.
Pretty much. Me, her, and me, Edgerton Warburton, just sitting around reading cards.
Yeah. Oh, I wish I was there.
I know, I would say too, that had a bit too many wines and I can't actually remember anything else apart from I'm good at this job.
No, that doesn't sound like you.
Yeah, I know, bizarre.
So Diana, she's going to be shuffling around this wedding ceremony, criticising the girls' outfits, no doubt.
Oh, probably. Well, Terry and Linda have...
Who are they again? Oh, the psychic.
The psychic twins. They've actually got direct quotes from Diana. She's quoted to be saying... I will most definitely be present for Harry and Meghan's wedding. Cool. I was also there for William and Kate's wedding. It will be beautiful, like my own ceremony, with a horse and carriage. Ghost Diana continued.
It's slightly obvious.
And then she said, I'm around them all more than they realise. That's nice.
She's around them all more
them
than they
all.
Know.
She's just hitting them all.
Just shopping still as well, doing what she's going to do.
No, I just love, like, she'd have a busy schedule in the afterlife. Like, she'd be still a massive celeb there, so people are going to want to be meeting her, you know.
And no doubt doing a lot of good deeds because that's what she was doing in the world. Well, look, that's good news.
Yeah,
good to hear that Diana's going to make it down.
Do you know what? Apparently, Terry and Linda Jamison, the psychic twins, they'd also predicted 9/11. So they're onto it. Pity they didn't actually give anyone any warning about 9/11.
No, they never can though, but the psychics, it's always afterwards that they know about it.
Lucky we're all aware that Princess Di is going to be there on May 19th.
So reassuring.
Get up with Tom and Ellie. On Hit.
I read a stat this morning, Tom, that has concerned me a lot. Mm. Apparently as many as one in three Australians may have had their every mobile phone call and text message spied upon by Facebook.
Yeah, that is just so scary.
Oh, isn't it?
Yeah.
And apparently this has been happening for years.
Oh, no doubt. Because when you sign those agreements, when you're like, there's all the small print when you start to use Facebook.
Which you never read.
No one has time for that stuff. You're saying that you allow them to do it.
You're allowing them to spy on you, effectively.
So obviously I haven't read it yet, but often in those things, you know, they may put that in small print that they can take your contacts or that, you know, I never thought that they could take your contacts, but they do.
Yeah. I mean, when it comes to being spied on by, you know, giants and, you know, like Facebook and real giants.
I've got giants like Kobe Bryant.
Jack and the Beanstalk's mates.
Yeah.
I'm not too concerned about it. Really, like it doesn't really stress me out too much because I think I've got nothing to hide, you know, if they can see who I'm calling, like I'm small fry, they don't care.
Yeah, I think it's more the worry is like when they use your information to direct a political campaign. So just say they go, Ellie Cheney, she's 26 years old. She loves Coke Zero for whatever reason, which no one would really understand that aspect of it. But then they put that information through to politicians, Coke Zero as well.
Yeah, so the politicians can say, we're going to give free Coke Zero to anyone who votes for us.
Exactly.
I mean, I would definitely vote for them.
And then all of a sudden you're voting for a tyrant.
Yeah. That,
but, you know, that's an aloof example. But
yeah,
obviously,
no, it makes sense.
You know, that they can use your information in a bad way. I've done this, and you can do it as well, where you download your file of information from Facebook, all your data that's ever existed. And this includes, so I went into, here's how you do it first. You go into settings, you scroll down settings, and you go to general. And basically, all you do is click on download data, and it's on that first general page of your settings. And then they'll send you an email. And you can download it. Now, in that file, you've got every single contact that exists in your phone, regardless if you wanted to give your friends up. All the stuff between you and Gavin, that they've got that. Don't you worry, Ellie.
I've got people saved in my phone as, like, John from the hippie club and, like...
Yeah, yeah.
Dude from that night at bar.
Well, last weekend.
Just because he wanted some advice on stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Obviously.
Some handy hints. All your messages, you know, even ones, if you've ever deleted a message on Facebook, it's never really gone. If you hit download on this file, you can get the message, every message that's ever sent. But, you know, the big one is all your contacts. You know, they get a hold of all your mates, and all your mates who have you as a contact, they just get a hold of everything. Scary.
So what did you find from looking through your stuff? Did you find anything that, you know, you'd forgotten about or something that you'd a bit concerned about them having access to?
It was mostly like photos that you, because, you know, I've had photos go back and forth. Back when you're naive, you know, when you're naive on Facebook, you might send photos, could be a naughty photo, whatever, you know, back and forth.
On your phone?
No, on Facebook.
Oh, right. But it
also,
can't access photos.
No,
no,
they
phone.
Access photos on your phone as well. That's the problem. So I just had a quick look over it, and I was like, photos, and I'm seeing photos that have sent messenger back and forth on Facebook, but then I've read online as well. Don't quote me, but they can access everything on your phone, because what you're doing when you permit Facebook to access your photo library, you know how you say yes to that. Have you ever opened Facebook and it's offered you and said, do you want to share this moment? And it shows you photos that are in your phone.
Yeah, that's creepy.
Scary. Yeah. So they obviously have access to all your photos.
That is scary, because sometimes, like, you know, if I've got like a pimple or something that I want to take a photo of, or like if I've got a sore throat and so I stick my phone down my throat and take a photo, they've got access
to
that.
Is the phone a euphemism?
No. It's not. Genuinely, I want to see if I've got like white dots on my tonsils or something. So Facebook can see my tonsils?
Yeah, they see everything. Last week I did the same thing when, you know, when I stress, instead of crying, I just have a pimple go on my neck, and I took a photo of this giant pimple on my neck.
Well, do you know what? If that's all they've got on us, then I just feel sorry for Facebook and all of this.
Yeah.
Sorry for having to look at my tonsils and your pimple.
Get up with Tom and Ellie.
On Hit.
Now, we were just talking about the Facebook scandal, how they're kind of mining our data and they've got access to everything. Scary stuff.
Yeah, interesting. And because you can download all your data from Facebook and see exactly what they've got.
Yeah, exactly. Now, Matt from Echuca, you've given us a call. Have you got something to add to this?
I do. Now, there is a reason they do that. But they have no obligation to put that information anywhere unless it violates national security.
Right.
So basically, if you were planning a terrorist attack, they have an obligation to give that information to the police. But unless you violate a law or national security, they have no obligation to put that anywhere.
Right. And what about if, you know, a news outlet contacted them and said, hey, have you got any photos of Ellie Chaney in, you know...
A bikini.
A bikini, yeah.
Because you're famous.
Because that's going to happen heaps to me. Could they release that information?
No, they couldn't.
Yeah.
They couldn't because it doesn't violate national security or any laws.
Now, is this the reason, though, why Facebook are in trouble? Because they've allowed their data to be accessed, say, for political campaigns, which doesn't count as a threat. It's more they're just accessing the data to advertise better?
Correct.
Correct. All right. That's correct. Really interesting that you've... thank you so much for that, Matt, because that really paints a picture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Such interesting stuff. I'm scared.
It's deep.
But that makes me feel a little bit better that at least they're not going to go flaunting my bikini pics around.
Oh, the last thing you want.
Kind of, actually. If anyone wants my bikini pics, just let me know.
Yeah, just
take them.
It'd
be nice if someone wanted them. That'd be great.
Nice if someone just gave you some attention. That's all you really need.
I know, right?
Get up with Tom and Ellie on Hit.
You and I were talking yesterday about skydiving. You said,
yeah.
Oh, have you ever been skydiving? And it triggered something in my memory that I'm mad about. And I'm glad that none of the people involved will be listening right now because I'm about to rip them to shreds a little bit.
They'll get it on the catch up.
Yeah. My best friends.
Yeah.
They suck a little bit. I mean, they're the best in the world. That's why they're my best friends. But they got me a birthday present 2 years ago now. And they took me out for breakfast. They sat me down. They were like, okay, so we haven't actually got anything to give you now except this promise that for your birthday, we'd love to go up north with you and take you skydiving because you've always said you've wanted to do it. And I was like, oh, my God, that's wicked. They're like, we'll do a girls' weekend. We'll go to Lancelin, which is like an hour north of Perth.
Yeah.
We'll go up to Leno. We'll go skydiving and you can tick that off your bucket list.
Okay, like, big present.
Big present.
A lot of stuff.
Yeah. And so I was like, they said, okay, we're probably going to do it in January. My birthday's in November. We'll probably do it in January, in summer, when, you know, a bunch of the girls who live in different parts of the world, they're back in town. We can all go together.
Mm.
So I'm like, great, this is so good. January came. Never heard about the skydiving trip. So I kind of poked and prodded like, oh, what's everyone getting up to this month? What should we do? To see if anyone had remembered.
Mm.
No mention of Lancelin, nor of the skydiving.
Oh. So they've indeed given the gift.
Pretty much, because now it's been 2 years.
And you're still waiting
and
for
I
it.
Still have not jumped out of a plane.
So they've just withdrawn it and well, no mention.
There's been a couple of awkward comments. They definitely remember it.
Mm.
So every now and again when skydiving comes up in conversation, like, oh, yeah, we've still got to take you, don't we? But haven't actually made any plans to. And now I've moved over here, so it's going to be even harder.
Really poor present giving on their behalf. It never came.
I know. Well, then the next year, same thing. Oh, sorry, your present's coming. We haven't got your present yet, but it's coming. Never came. I give all of them presents. I give them great presents. I like run around the shops on the day of their birthday because I often leave it to the last minute, buying them, you know, purses and earrings.
Over and above because you're a real people pleaser. You're still just, subordinate to them and buying them presents.
I just want to jump out of a plane. How hard is it?
Wonder if you'd know an Indian. I wonder if there are other Indian givers out there.
Steph, have you got like an Indian giver in your life?
I sure do. Absolutely everybody in my life is an Indian giver except for me.
What do you mean?
Well, basically, I buy everyone the best gifts. I mean, I love sentimental things, so I'm always out for buying sentimental gifts. And every year on my birthday, I get nilked.
Jack.
I feel you, Steph. Do you feel like there's a time when you just give up and you just stop giving good presents or presents at all?
Well, no, because then I feel like I'm not being myself and I'm just like, look, I'll just be the better person and I'll just, you know, I'll still do what I'm doing and all my other friends who don't live by, who also don't get me gifts, basically say, oh, stop buying them then, you know, you're too nice. And I'm just like, but... nobody gets presents.
Exactly. Isn't that the point of having a birthday, that you get some presents?
Exactly. So, unfortunately, I can't not buy because then I'm just being fake.
Right. That's why then you're stepping down to the level.
Exactly. So I feel good about myself at the end of the day. It might be a little bit selfish, but oh well.
Thanks so much.
No, good on you, Steph. I'm proud of you. There's two of us in the world.
Great. I'm so glad I'm not alone.
Two people with crap friends.
Let's move on to Beck from Kyala. Beck, have you got a crap present giver in your life?
My nana gave my mum a used phone book.
What? That's useless.
Yeah. What do you mean?
Well, it was like the year before. It was when I was little. It was like the year before. And like the phone book was from the year before.
Oh, God.
And yeah.
What year was this? Was this when like mobile phones were a thing and phone books weren't?
Like 2010.
Oh, wow.
Like a long time ago.
I mean, didn't she know that we could just look through Facebook to get anyone's phone number?
No, she doesn't.
And aren't phone books free as well? Don't they just rock up on your doorstep?
Yeah.
I don't know how it works.
Yeah, I think they are.
I'm into Facebook, so I don't know about phone books anymore.
That is so funny. Thank you, Beck.
That's all right.
I had a phone book delivered to my doorstep literally last week, and I'm like, why are they still doing this? They're useless.
Get up with Tom and Ellie on Hit.
And I want to take you over to India for a hot second. A man named Adele.
Okay, not a man's name, but go on.
Adele.
Yeah.
He has faked his own death on social media to avoid paying up a cricket bet debt. It was only $1,800, so it's not a huge amount, but I mean, in India, that's probably, you know, a lot more than it is here.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, so he's gone to some extreme lengths. He's hired a makeup artist.
Yeah.
And then he's hired some actors to come in and film his throat being slit.
What? This is Bollywood.
Yeah, I know. And then he sent the video to the person he was supposed to be paying the money to and convinced everyone that he's dead. Then started to unravel. The makeup artist got caught.
And they saw the tomato sauce.
Yeah, I think it was fruit juice that they used.
Not convincing.
So Adele's been detained.
You know Greg Fleet, that comedian?
No.
No. Okay, well, for those of you who know who Greg Fleet is, he's an Australian comedian. His dad faked his own death.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't see him for years. I had to, on getting out of things that you don't want to be at, I had to get out of a really dark place.
Right.
Well, it's actually pretty, some people would call it a fun place. I would not. So I was at a pub and I met these two girls. One of them was kind of hot. And they were like, you should come to this party with us. Come back to this house. And I went back to the house and there are all these couples there. And it seemed strange at first, and I realised what was going on. It was like a couple's sharing house.
I see.
Keys in the bowl scenario.
Right. Take your watch off type situation.
Absolutely. We'll hand out a watch. Depends what you're doing. But this guy wanted me to join him with his wife.
Oh.
This is not what I was expecting.
No, you just thought you were having a bit of fun with the hot girl from the bar.
Yeah, and then she was nowhere to be seen.
Oh.
She just...
Well, of course not, because there were 70 other couples there to choose from. So.
She just lured me in. And there were these plasma screens in this house surrounding me with all this crazy stuff on. And I just said to them, I've got work at 4 in the morning tomorrow.
Yeah.
And they go, Saturday night? What are you talking about? You don't have work. Get back here, buddy. Get back in the room, mate. And I said, no. I've got to go to work now, actually.
Oh, they just called me in. There's a radio emergency. Oh, God, we're off air.
Radio emergency. Pulled my strides up and let... No, I actually legged it, though. I really ran.
Yeah.
I was out.
Yeah, I use that one a lot when, like, if I'm going on a date or something. I always preface the date by being like, okay, I can't stay too long because I've got work
radio
in the morning. Yeah, I mean, but to be fair, I often do have work in the morning. So, you know, it works.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not lying too much because you know how awful I am at lying.
Except to me.
Except to you. Apparently I'm really good at it to you. By the way, you look really good today.
Oh, what, in my same black T-shirt that I wear every day? That's a lie.
Gotcha. You're getting better at reading me. You're getting better at reading me.
Yeah, it's a journey, man. It's a journey.
Get up with Tom and Ellie on Hit.
Time to cover the cricket.
I love Wednesdays so much every second week.
Yeah. Probably every week now because I screwed up last week's one.
True. So on Wednesdays, we like to do a thing that we call Bad Friend Wednesday, right? Where Tom and I have set up a message thread with each other's friends that we are not in. So Tom's in with all of my friends. I'm in with all of his, and we say, okay, give us some dirt on each other. And then...
And they go hard.
They go so hard. Like, so we've learned so much about each other just from talking to each other's friends.
Some of it's real dark.
Except you don't know the things that I know about you now.
No, I've got no idea.
Yeah, I've just been left to be able to stitch you up on a Bad Friend Wednesday.
This is what happened last week when I gave it a crack. Have you always enjoyed seafood?
Not all of it. I don't like raw food.
Yeah, okay. There would be some cultures, wouldn't there, that eat...
Are you bringing up the Japan story?
I might be.
Didn't I tell this on air?
No.
Yes, I did. I did this in Truth or Lie Tuesday.
Was I there?
Yes. So ultimately, you failed it massively. You tried to stitch me up with a story about me shoving fish down my pants.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, I've already told this story.
I really let that one go.
That's great. Well, let's get into
today's. Let's get this done.
I thought I'd put this song in. This is a bit of fun. Just makes it feel good.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So,
how's that, Dutch?
How do you go at sleeping?
Not that well.
Not that well.
I wake up a lot. Sometimes I might chat in my sleep.
Okay, you're a bit of a sleep talker.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you sleep walk as well?
Yeah, sometimes I go walkabouts.
Okay, cool. Do you ever sleep scream by any chance? You ever get a bit scared?
Yeah. So I get these night terrors.
Night
sometimes.
Terrors, do you? Yeah. That is brand new information to me.
Yeah, I suffer from night terrors.
Right.
Where I will believe either there's a giant spider, like these basketball-sized spiders are coming into the room to get me, and I'm frozen and I just scream, or I think there's someone in the room standing over me.
Right. Now, how often does this happen?
About once a week.
Once a week?
Yeah, it's insane. And actually, even this week, last night, I could, because I'm present in my mind a little bit, but I'm still asleep. So I can know it's happening, but I can't control it because I'm asleep. Last night, I heard myself scream, like this deep scream. And my mind is thinking, oh, no, I hope Colby and Alex haven't heard this because my housemates, you know, new to the game. They don't know I'm suffering from night terrors quite yet.
Oh, my God, that would scare me so much.
Has this gone in a different direction than intended?
I know, it's gone really deep. Hold on, let's just let's pop ourselves up.
Pick the vibe up, man.
Wow, yeah, it did. That's really heavy. Now I feel a bit bad.
No, it's all light and bright because it's just it's just dreams.
Okay, well, I heard a story that where your fiancé, Jessica, got a bit frightened by the night terrors.
Yeah.
What did you do to her?
Well, there's numerous occasions.
This one was spider-related from what I've heard.
Okay. So when we first got together, you know, you first start sharing a bed, and she had no idea that I had these night terrors, right?
I feel like that's something you got to warn people about, bro.
Yeah. Well, it was early days, and I hadn't had one in quite a while.
Okay.
And sometimes my eyes will open, and it will give the illusion that I'm awake, but I'm not. Middle of the night comes and Jessica's fast asleep and I wake her up. And I'm still asleep, though, while this is happening. She wakes up and I go, Jessica, there's an effing spider in the bed right next to you. She screamed the house down, jumped out and was like going crazy, shaking the sheets everywhere, looking for the spider. And then she woke up and she was like, what are you doing? And I'm like, where's the spider? I'm like, what spider? What are you talking about? And she's like, you just said there's a black spider in the bed. And I'm like, no, I didn't.
I am like a little bit speechless right now.
Whoa.
Whoa. I mean, that woman, Jessica, she's got to be a saint for putting up with you, bro.
Yeah, she's copped quite a bit, including night terrors. I've also told her that there's a man standing in the room watching her.
A bit of fun.
Yeah, a bit of fun.
Do you feel like it's a bit boy who cried wolf type situation? One day there will be a man standing over her and she'll just be like, not again.
Well, yeah, because now she's at the stage where she just rolls her eyes and pats my head and goes, oh, shut up. And I'm like, look, it's Spider in the bed.
Dude, I think you need to get that checked out.
Get up with Tom and Ellie. On Hit.